When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet 'em, greet 'em, treat 'em, and street 'em. Today's date is November 4th, 2012. I'm recording this episode at South Huron Hospital in Exeter, Ontario, Canada. South Huron is a small rural hospital, and it's known as the little hospital that does. It's going to be a great show today. Had an extra hour of sleep last night due to daylight savings, so I'm rested and I'm on top of my game. Before I start, though, I'd like to give a shout-out to all those people who attended the Western University Faculty Teaching Retreat this weekend. It was great to see so many friendly faces. We had a lot of fun talking about evidence-based medicine. Yes, fun talking about evidence-based medicine. And I think people learned a lot, too. In particular, I want to say hi to all those people from Chatham-Kent Health Alliance. Great to see you out. And finally, a message to all of our American SGEM listeners. Don't forget, today's November 4th. You need to go out and exercise your democratic right to vote on Tuesday. The title of today's podcast is The 10 Commandments of Evidence-Based Medicine. We are trying something a little different this time, but we always are trying out new things on the SGEM to improve knowledge translation and dissemination. We want to get that KT window down from 10 years to 1 year. So today I'm going to look at evidence-based medicine again, sort of like the introductory podcasts. There are critics of evidence-based medicine. I appreciate that the system is not perfect. There are a number of limitations to EBM. Sir Winston Churchill said, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except all the others that have been tried." This is how I feel about EBM. It's the worst form of medicine, except for all the others that have been tried. Or I could quote JFK's speech at the Berlin Wall. Quote, "Freedom has many difficulties, and democracy is not perfect." End quote. Well, EBM has many difficulties, and it's not perfect. It can be hard coming up with a focused clinical question, and then using appropriate methods. Interpreting results can also be a challenge. But don't panic. The EBM answer, as my mentor, Dr. Andrew Worster, taught me, is always, it depends. I mean, really, do we want to go back to non-randomized, non-blinded trials? I mean, we would still be using magnets to mesmerize patients and bloodletting to treat sepsis. This leads me to today's podcast, The 10 Commandments of EBM. I have said in previous podcasts that most things in medicine are made of five things. Look at the Ottawa ankle and knee rules. Oops, sorry, I meant guidelines. Rules to me meant they were meant to be broken. The Ottawa ankle and Ottawa knee rules have five things. And you know that if there are only four in medicine, we tend to make up a fifth. And if there's six, we tend to combine two to make a total of five. It sort of reminds me of that Mel Brooks movie, The History of the World Part 1, when he's playing Moses and he comes down with 10 commandments. So here are the 10 commandments of EBM. Now these were adapted from Dr. John S. Yudkin, Emeritus Professor of Medicine, University College London. I am going to try to read these commandments out just as a minister would on Sunday, seeing that it is a Sunday. So the first commandment of EBM, thou shalt endeavor to provide patient care based on the best evidence. And this is a shout out to the BEAM group, the best evidence in emergency medicine. The second commandment, thou shalt consider benefits of a drug as proven only by hard endpoint studies, and not bow down to surrogate endpoints, composite endpoints, or secondary endpoints, for these are but graven images. Number three, thou shalt not worship guidelines, for these are but the creation of committees, which even their own members do not strongly believe in the recommendations. The fourth commandment, thou shalt apply a pinch of salt to relative risk reduction, regardless of the p-value, for the population, their providence, may bear little resemblance or relationship to thy daily clientele. Number five, thou shalt honor the number needed to treat, for therein rests the clues to patient relevant information and to treatment costs. Number six, thou shalt also consider the number needed to harm, such that the premium non nocer, and that is my really bad way of saying, first, do no harm. The seventh commandment of EBM is honor thy elderly patient. For although this is where the greatest risk resides, so do the greatest hazards to many treatment. Number eight, thou shalt not see drug reps, nor covet an educational symposium in a luxury setting like Hawaii. Number nine, thou shalt share decisions on treatment options with the patient in light of the estimated individual's likely risk and benefit. And the tenth commandment of evidence-based medicine is thou shalt be skeptical of all that you are taught, even if you are taught by... Oh, this is going to be the Keener contest. So can you please complete that phrase? Thou shalt be critical or skeptical of all you are taught, even if you are taught by... dot, dot, dot. You can email your answer to the Keener contest at thesgem@gmail.com to win a fabulous prize. Last week's Keener contest winner was Dr. Dan Eckmeyer of Seaforth, Ontario. He correctly answered that local anesthetic with epinephrine could be safely used in the tips of everything without fear of them falling off. Do not forget to register for this year's Ski Beam Conference in Silver Star Mountain Resort in British Columbia, Canada. It's going to be taking place February 4th to the 6th, 2013. For more information, you can please contact Teresa at the Beam Group. We plan to do another pubcast there for the SGEM this year. So come to the CME, skiing, snowboarding, and an opportunity to be on the SGEM podcast. And on a final note, it is flu season. So keep yourself, your family, and your patients healthy this year and get the flu shot. I put together a YouTube video last week for our hospital. It focuses on 10 common flu shot myths and is meant for a general audience. South Huron Hospital, the little hospital that does flu shots. Now, if you want to listen to a shorter podcast on why healthcare providers should all get the flu shot, you can listen to Dr. Mark Crislip's podcast called A Budget of Dumbasses. Now, you need to be warned, this is not for everyone, and his podcast does come with a black box warning. He quotes, "The following podcast may include sarcastic comments, snide asides and rants off the topic of infectious disease, and may cover political, societal, and popular cultural concerns. I think it's part of the charm of the podcast, but if you do not like smartass, then these podcasts may not be your cup of tea, and you should go elsewhere. But you can't say you weren't warned." End of quote. So subscribe to the SGEM on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, we need some more likes on Facebook, and remember, be skeptical of everything you are taught, even if you... Oops! I almost gave away the Keener contest. Talk to you next week.
Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.